Thanks. It is noon now on Wednesday, December 11th, and I call to order this meeting of the Water Issues Committee for the Orange County Water District. And with that, would you all please rise to pledge allegiance to our great republic? I've asked Director Wagon to please lead us.
Yes, please place your hand over your heart and begin after me.
I pledge allegiance to the United States of America. And to the Republic that stands one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Madam Clerk, could you please conduct a roll call?
Roll call, Director Whitaker.
Here.
Director Nguyen. Director Yeo. Director Tran. Director Wigand.
Here.
Director Bilodeau. Director Sheldon.
Here.
Director Meeks. Director Amezcua?
Present.
Director Green?
Here.
You do have a quorum of your committee.
Thank you. Time has been reserved at this point in the agenda for persons wishing to comment to this committee. Is there anyone in house? Yes, I see none. Are there any hands virtually?
There are none.
Okay. So with that, I skipped an item here. Mr. General Manager, were there any items received too late to have been agendized?
There are none.
All right, thank you. And we are at our consent calendar, which is items number 1 through 7.
Move the consent calendar.
Okay, so moved by Director Green.
I'll second.
I'll leave it to the clerk. Choose that one. With that, any comments or any questions or items wishing to be pulled? Okay, see nothing on that. So we'll conduct a roll call vote on this as well.
Roll call, Director Whitaker.
Aye.
Director Wigand.
Yes.
Director Sheldon.
Yes.
Director Amezcua.
Yes.
Director Green.
Yes.
That motion carries 5-0.
Thank you. Under matters for consideration today, item number 8, Evoqua Water Technologies LLC Resin Media Agreement.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, Chris Olson is going to give a brief presentation on this. This is our contract to buy resin from Evoqua. And I wanted to pass around what the resin actually is. This is what goes in the PFAS vessels and adsorbs the PFAS. So it's just interesting how small it is. But go ahead, Chris.
All right. Good morning. So we brought this item this morning because it is a big ticket item and we wanted to talk a little bit about it. So if we're just looking at what we have done currently, we have an existing resin agreement with Evoqua, and that was authorized in 2022 for the years 22 and 23. And what this does, it allows us to purchase the PSR2 Plus, which is the resin that performed well in all of our pilot testing. This was also done through a competitive process. And we went with Evoqua, and what's included is the preconditioning, which is a rinsing of the resin, delivery and installation at the facilities with the resin. And also we had disposal included. Most of this first couple of years were new installations, but there were a couple that were for replacement. So the disposal not only includes replacing with new resin, but taking that old resin for disposal, which we're going through incineration at two facilities. Primarily the one in Utah, it's through Clean Harbors. They do the incineration. So that existing agreement was for 2 years, but we actually extended it through a board action for an additional year because we weren't meeting our minimum that we had committed to. So we worked out a deal with Evoqua just to extend it on time. And I want to point out that when we got this approved in 2022, it was for a not to exceed of $15 million, but we didn't hit those high needs use of the resin, and we only hit the minimum. So really, this contract, this agreement is going to be about $6.5 million when it's all said and done. But we had that extra in there just in case we needed more. So moving forward, we have pricing, which is with a 5% escalation for this year and for the next. And I highlighted the ones in blue because that's realistically what it's going to be for 25 and 26. So we put a minimum in here for each year of 8,000 cubic feet, and that's between the two of the new fill and the replacement fill. If we were to exceed those in the early ones, 15,000, we would get a cheaper rate. cheaper cost per cubic foot, anything beyond that. But it's likely going to be those first two. And I just want to give you an example of what 2025 would look like as far as our needs for resin. So for new fills, I've been talking about Orange Phase 2. There's three wells which are going to be coming online early next year. And then City of Orange is also doing one of their own wells. That's about mid-year. And then Santa Ana Well 31. So those would all be new fills, part of this agreement. Now, replacement fills would include some of these sites that have been online for 2+ years already. That would be two wells at Garden Grove, the Serrano Water District Treatment Plant, and then the first phase of Orange, four wells. So when you combo up those new fills and replacement fills, you're in the range of 12,000 cubic feet, which puts us in that first category that I was mentioning. So that's it in a nutshell of what we're talking about. The producers love this because we take on the agreement language and the details, and they call upon us when they need it. And then what we do is when we have those costs, we incorporate them into our annual O&M costs that we 50% share with them. So it works out great for them, and they really appreciate this. So the recommendation is to authorize execution of a two-year agreement with Evoqua for a not-to-exceed of $13 million. You can take any questions.
Any questions or comments? Not here. I was busy trying to guesstimate the value of that small bag. What is the makeup of this resin or the source of it? Do you have background on that? In other words, what would be a description of the resin, the makeup?
Yeah, it's well, it looks like little teeny plastic beads, right? But it's a polymer, and it's PFAS specific that they develop, and they when they make it, it was originally intended for perchlorate, but they did some whatever adjustments that they have proprietary to make it be more PFAS specific, and that's they're producing this on mass scale. Evoqua actually has a really good relationship with DuPont. They purchase a lot of it, so they're able to give us pretty decent prices. Mm.
Okay. Yeah. Yes.
Okay, so you take this resin and pour it into the big vessel. Is it contained in anything but the vessel?
It never sees the light of day. It's coming from a tanker truck, basically. If you can remember, if you've ever seen what like a milk container truck looks like, they have the silos that drain down. They connect hosing to the bottom of that. They run it through a water mixture with a slurry into the top of the resin vessels. And then it makes its way into there and fills up. So we're not ever actually touching it or exposing it to air. It's just going from tanker, hose to vessel.
And then for disposal?
For disposal is a little bit different because when you're done, they're basically putting it through large super sacks and storing it on site till it's available with working it out with the incinerator. It drains out a lot of the water mixture. The PFAS still stays on the resin. But it comes into a super sack, which, yes, it's exposed at that point, but all the resin is still contained, or excuse me, the PFAS on the resin. And then the process happens again with the replacement fill.
So then they're closed up and then.
Yeah, you cover them up and then you wait until they haul them off site to go for disposal.
Okay. Thank you.
It looks like you have one online question from Ken
Beccarelli.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it. One of the good news stories of the resin, and Chris, you can provide more perspective to it as well. The reason we're not buying as much isn't because you're not delivering on the projects, but that it is lasting quite a long time. We would appreciate, I think, some sort of a report back to the producers on these systems that are being changed out. What was the typical lifespan and acre foot production? I think that's helpful for us, and maybe it might be helpful for the board. But this long lasting material has been fantastic.
Yeah. So Ken had the comment at the producers meeting that it'd be nice to see a comparison for those who are submitting O&M costs to see where the cost per acre foot's lining up for each individual, and take a look at it across the board. So we're going to do that. We'll bring it back to committee also.
Okay. So with that, no further questions or comments? Seeing none.
I'll make a motion to
Thank you.
There's some new members that have joined.
Give myself in.
I'll second the motion.
All right, Director Yeo. Okay, thanks. So we do have a motion and a second. Yes, we're ready to conduct a vote.
Roll call, Director Whitaker.
Aye.
Director Yeo.
Yes.
Director Wiegand.
Yes.
Director Sheldon. Director Sheldon.
Yes, thank you. I'll be voting yes, but I want to comment that I've made comments in the past on the science not being there on this issue, is the PFAS in the river and in our water does not equate to the PFAS generally in the human body in this service area. And I have great concerns that we're spending hundreds of millions of dollars unnecessarily in some areas. I have also great concerns that there's dangerous PFAS that we must clean, but it seems different. And I wish our district would look more into this item, or more into this issue. We've had this conversation and presentation from UCI telling us that 80% of the PFAS in our body is not from the water. It's from, you know, the French fry wrappers at McDonald's and the pizza boxes and the carpet and this and that. And so this undermines the science that we've been told. However, with that comment, and I hope that we can look more into this item, I will vote yes.
Director Amezcua?
Yes.
That motion carries 5-0.
All right. Thank you. Item number 9, draft local agency formation commission of Orange County's feasibility study on the consolidation of the Orange County Water District and the Municipal Water District of Orange County.
Chris Olson will also provide this presentation, Mr. Chair.
So the first couple slides are slides you've seen before. So looking at it, the timeline here, in June of 2022, the OC grand jury report recommended consolidation of MODOC and OCWD. A couple months later, OCWD requested a LAFCO review, and they began that study with the consultant in June of 23. And just recently, on the 15th of last month, the public draft was released of that report. So in that report, there's 5 chapters. Chapters 1 through 4 are the municipal service review and sphere of influence review. This is the same work that happens every 5 years. It's typical. Our staff, MODOC staff, were requested to review, and they received our comments back in October. It's chapter 5, the consolidation feasibility study. That was new. That's what we talked about, the findings at the November 13th board meeting, and we have a 45-day comment period, which we're in right now, and those comments are due December 30th. So just overall, as mentioned last month, there was no new issues identified, no fatal flaws that couldn't be managed or resolved. It was considered fiscally feasible. There wouldn't be any disruption in services between the two agencies. There was potentially an annual savings of $4 to $6 million, and that was dependent on which retirement program was chosen. If we went to our retirement program, there would be a PERS buyout. And then one of the comments was in the report that we could consolidate under MODOC's enabling legislation without any need for new legislation in Sacramento. We're questioning that. So here's our comments. The draft is included in the submittal today. There's 5 pages, 12 total comments. A lot of them were clarification type comments. But the big one is that the consolidation could occur under the MODOC enabling legislation without any supporting state legislation. We believe that it would be easier to consolidate under OCWD enabling legislation, along with making some minor changes to the OCWD Act via state legislation. And our legal counsel has raised significant questions on this and is requesting additional details from LAFCO on the analysis and conclusion. So one of the other things that we're including in our report, or excuse me, our comment letter, our 5-page comment letter that's going to be sent out, are these 5 key principles of consolidation. And I'll just read through them. First, it's preserving the groundwater producer's sole access to the groundwater basin, maintaining the 7 directors Orange County has at Metropolitan Water District, ensuring all services currently being provided by MODOC and OCWD will be provided by the new organization as a whole, Initially combining the two staffs and board and reducing staffs and board levels via attrition and retirements, that's level to be determined. And then that the existing OCWD debt would be repaid by the groundwater producers and not shared with South Orange County agencies. So that's incorporated into the body of the draft letter that you have in your attachment. Going forward, we would need to submit our comment letter, and then LAFCO reviews and determines the comments to be incorporated in their final draft. The LAFCO Commission will review the final draft report. That's likely going to be February. It's a receive and file for them. So we would be coming back to the board in the spring to review the final report and determine if there's going to be any future action. And that's it. We can take any questions.
Yes, Director Green.
By future action, you mean that we would decide to go through with the consolidation or not to go?
Correct. Right, whatever the pleasure of the board.
Okay, so the letter just is asking for clarifications and making sure that they realize the things that we think are important are
that's right.
Are
yes.
put in this. Okay. Okay. That's all right.
Any other questions or comments? I can't see if anyone on virtual. Okay.
Oh. Director Yeo has a question.
Yeah. Director Yeo, go ahead, please.
Yeah, thank you, Chair Whitaker. I review the item, and I have a question for John or the staff that in the letter we stated that it states that OCWD believes that a single agency can more efficiently provide the service currently offered by OCWD and MODOC. And further, you know, if we were starting from scratch, we would establish one agency to oversee the county's wholesale water needs. Isn't it a bit premature to, I don't want to say we're taking a position, but we're sort of leaning, the letter seems to be leaning toward one direction. Would it be a bit premature to state that?
Director Yeo, you're correct in that the board hasn't directly taken actions making these statements. And so if the board is uncomfortable with those two sentences, we can edit them to something more likable to the board.
Yeah, I was thinking that when we enter into agreement to request LAFCO to study consolidation to bring objective and neutral analysis to the discussions, I just don't want to give an impression that, you know, it's a board's direction to staff that or give anyone the impression that that's where we're going. We haven't really had a thorough, bigger conversations about this yet. So, I would prefer that we fine tune the language to take out any indication that we're leaning in one direction or another. Thank you.
And staff can do that and bring back an edited version to the board next Wednesday night.
Okay. Thank you, John.
Okay. And
Director Sheldon has a question.
Yes, go ahead, please. Director Sheldon.
Thank you. I'd like to thank all the hard work. I'd like to thank staff for all the hard work that they've done on this and being diligent and steadfast and pursuing it. And I want to, you know, maybe engage my colleague, Director Yeo, in his comments and say, I think being supportive of efficiency in government, of having one voice, you know, is a good concept to be supportive of. To strip away any statements that indicate support one way or another, I think perhaps is going too far. I think we can be positive, but I understand he doesn't want to endorse it yet. And I can relate to that. I am different in my view. I am more inclined to endorse it, but can respect his point of view, but I don't think we want to strip away, you know, any statement that indicates we are, could, though, that we could be in support. And I don't know if that was his intent, or maybe I heard it incorrectly. So I'd just like to, you know, engage Director Yeo in that conversation. And as we give direction to staff, it's, I think we can make positive comments about consolidation, yet not endorse it at this time. And if that was your thought, Director Yeo?
Yeah, Director Sheldon, I'm not leaning one way or the other. I just don't want to prematurely give any indication as if we, as a body, or our general manager is endorsing this. But, you know, certainly I'm not against efficiency in government.
Okay, so it's really the conclusion. I mean, I don't want to speak for you, but it's the conclusion of endorsing you. Don't want to take that position, but of course you can. We can continue with staff's analysis. Staff's they have an opinion analysis of this, and we can continue to state those.
Yeah, it's probably the choice of words. You know, wordsmith in it. You know, we believe, or you know, perhaps something.
Thank
like
you. Yeah, and I appreciate the dialogue with you. I was just wanted to clarify that, and the other comment that I'd like to state is, you know, I've read that there were, and I was aware that that was not a part of it 100%, but I was aware there was discussions, you know, 10, 15, 10 years ago, 12 years ago. And what the newspaper reported was that that they were cut off because of the name, which I don't think we should get caught up on a name. And so I'm interested in more dialogue with MODOC on this. I do still think there are some sincerely held but incorrect opinions on it. And I want to be respectful toward them because I think they're sincerely held. I mean, I have a right to my opinion, others have a right to theirs, but I think more dialogue with the public, more dialogue with the public at large would be, I think, really helpful to have our staff to reach out to stakeholders in our community. I think we should do that as well. So I would add encouragement to have more public outreach from a general point of view to stakeholders in our community, and more dialogue with MODOC. So I don't know if that can be, if you can join me in that, and that sense of the board can be added to what we're directing staff to do. I'll just say that then, and anyone can, I guess, disagree, but not hearing any, I think there's consent with that.
We do have a couple more comments to receive here.
This is a comment to my directors, not to the public. So I'd like to, if I don't hear any response, I assume that they agree with what I stated. So, okay.
Director Wiegand.
Yeah. Forgive me for being a little late to the game on this consolidation issue, which I sort of am here, but I'm kind of taking it as a new role. But I did read that letter, and Director Yeo, I would agree with that first sentence does basically say that we think consolidation occur without me fully getting to, you know, dig deep into this item. So I think, as he said, maybe wordsmithing that, you know, maybe add the word could or possibly, you know, without saying, I think it's accurate, and I think it's pretty much there, but I don't want to sell that without getting an opportunity to fully get to vote on it when that opportunity will come in spring. I take less of an issue with that last part, starting from scratch. I think what you're trying to say is if we could have a magic wand to redo this whole process over, I think we would build a consolidation to it. So I take less issue on that last sentence there. But the first sentence, it's essentially saying that we think it should occur without us really having a full board here and a debate up there to make that happen. So I think that would be helpful moving forward without creating any anxiety in the whole deals. That would be my only comments there. But I do appreciate Director Sheldon's desire. I do think, you know, if we're looking at saving the taxpayer money, you know, I think that we should always be in consideration of deciding how we better more effectively run government and also save the taxpayer dollar. So, you know, there's a lot to continue to look into this. I think it's worth our effort to keep moving forward, but I want to make sure that we don't commit to something prematurely. Thank you.
Okay. I see Ken Vecchiarelli has a question, but Ken, just hold that for a second, if you would. I had a question of our legal counsel, you know, the point in here regarding enabling legislation and that we were seeking additional information. Was there anything that you'd care to share with us, or will we hear that at the board meeting?
Sure, Chair Whitaker. I mean, going back to Joel Cooperberg, who, you know, this issue isn't new, just every couple of years it seems to come up again. So Joel had done an analysis back in 2013. What would be the ways to potentially affect consolidation? Could you do it only through the LAFCO process? Could you do it through a combination of LAFCO and legislation, or could you do it alone through just legislation? And the answer is that he came up with, and I agree with, is you probably, because of the unique nature of and the fact that each agency does some very different things, particularly OCWD, which has some unique authorities because of things we do, or that are core to our entire funding mechanism, you probably need legislation. That doesn't mean LAFCO doesn't have a significant role. You could have legislation that is very tactical and addresses specific issues, then the LAFCO process addresses the rest. But you probably need that. And what drives that is that the successor agency has to have legislation that allows for all of the functions, all the powers that both agencies individually have, right? And so what the LAFCO report seemed to say, although it was very subtle about it, so maybe they didn't even intend to say it, I don't know, but they seemed to imply that the Municipal Water District Act alone would have all of the powers of, you know, each agency could assert individually. I don't think that's right. But that doesn't mean that we can't come up with a, you know, I don't think it's fatal to the process. I just think it is important that, you know, we don't, you know, I don't think we can just go forward with consolidation without addressing that issue.
So you were seeking clarity on that. We're still awaiting a response from LAFCO on that?
I think in talking to John and Chris about it, I think what we're really looking for is just, you know, maybe there's some really great explanation. Maybe there's something we haven't looked at. You know, provide additional explanation on it. It would surprise me if it changes my mind, but I'm open to it. And so maybe, you know, maybe there's something we've missed with regard to the Municipal Water District Act that we hadn't thought of before. But, you know, it's not a new act. It's been around since 1911. So it would surprise me, but that doesn't mean that I think it'd be helpful to have their input, additional clarification.
Okay. Thank you for that. Ken, you have another question?
More a comment than a question, if that's okay. So I appreciate Director Yeo's comments and Director Wygan as well. While I respect Director Sheldon's point of view, it is my opinion and Golden State Water Company's opinion that letter, not only that letter, but also your press release and some other action by this board is prematurely stating a position that you haven't voted on. And we would appreciate, as one of the producers in this agency, that be considered with respect to how you're responding to this study. Also, absolutely appreciate the comments from your legal counsel and agree. The Orange County Water District Act and the Orange County Water District as an agency has a very focused and important function. I think to expand that power and authority is wrought with concern for Golden State Water Company, and I think for the future of how this basin is managed. You know, both agencies have their functions. Both agencies were put in place for a reason. And can both agencies work together in other ways other than consolidation? I believe so. I believe contracting services is one such option. I appreciate the dialogue and please consider that in your written response. Appreciate it.
Thank you for your comments. Mr. General Manager, are we did we have majority support here to modify the presentation for the agenda to your satisfaction?
Yeah, I can bring another option to the board next Wednesday night.
Okay. Well, with that, I see no further questions, nothing here as well. So that concludes.
Do you want to make a motion to advance it to the full board?
With those modifications.
Sure.
Yeah, I'll make a motion to send that to the full board with the modifications Director Yeo and myself had brought forth.
I'll second it.
Okay, move down.
Yeah, if I could, Director Reckling, if I could add, I also made a suggestion regarding public outreach. If that concept can be included, that'd be great.
I guess if the public outreach is done in a way that, you know, as our public commenter had kind of mentioned, that the language seemed to be already suggesting consolidation. Would you mind if we maybe table that idea, Director Sheldon, and you know, or we could bring it back as a separate item or kind of bifurcate that out to our full body when we have that discussion?
It can be bifurcated out.
I want to get the input of the directors who aren't here this evening or right. This afternoon to kind of have that say. I did hear that from a couple folks out in the community saying your communications already kind of said that you guys were on the consolidation path without formally voting on it. So I kind of want to defer to that full body to give that opportunity. Yeah. Is that something we could bifurcate out in that motion? Or?
Yeah, what I was suggesting is that would happen, but I wanted to be able to come up to the full body on Wednesday. So I believe we're saying the same thing. The full body still has to agree to everything we're putting in right now. I wanted a part of that to go to the full board, and whatever is communicated would be within the constraints of what the board directs the staff to communicate, which would be what we're approving right now. Or in what will be approved by the board. So the communications would be within that framework.
I mean, I think we could communicate out what direction the board gives based on this letter, you know, and the themes of that. But in addition to it, are you suggesting further type of communication, Director Sheldon?
For the public, we need to engage the public outreach to get input on this.
I guess I just feel it would be a little premature if we haven't received the comments back yet from LAFCO based on the.
I agree.
Sorry, I don't know if I'm taking over the mic here from the.
I think it's a good discussion for us to have, we'll be getting the comments, but we have this. We want to get comments from the public as well. It's like a scoping on an environmental impact report. I mean, you don't do the public outreach after the council approves the EIR. So I think we want to start developing input from our constituents. That's my point.
As council, please.
Yeah, I'm trying to see if there's a way to harmonize what's being said here, because I think you're kind of saying the same thing. What I think you could do, if the board, the committee was so inclined, is you could send it to the full board with subject to such revisions recommended by committee members today, and then with direction to have a more full discussion about public outreach at the board meeting, right? So then all 10 board members could participate.
I'm good with that.
Director Green.
Yeah, I thought we were talking about sending out our comment letter. I see that totally different. And I think our comments need to be sent to LAFCO, that I can be on board with, but all of a sudden pushing where we are with the public or anyone else until we've made a vote, until we've determined what we're going to do, premature.
Well, that's like saying it's premature to have public outreach before you vote on a project. I mean, before we cast that vote on where we're at, don't we want input from the public and stakeholders as to their opinions? That's the point of public outreach, is to vote. is to get an input before you vote, not after you vote.
Steve, this is Roger, if I may. I think that what we're looking at is more like a feasibility study report. And EIR is something that we have a project, and I don't think we have a project here. We're still contemplating on the feasibility of this. And there are some favorable things mentioned in there, such as, you know, efficiency in government. And I understand John's letter, you know, he expresses support, but it's conditional. It's just that it's not very clear, because I myself, I'm so fixated on the sentence that we believe, or OCWD believes. And I think a lot of other people are not going to read through the letter. They're just going to like you know, come to a conclusion that, oh yeah, OCWD is in support of this. I think that is there's a bigger conversation to have among the 10 of us.
Yeah, right. And I think, I mean, I see that we're not going to take that we're not going to make a conclusion on this. I see that happening at the board meeting. So my point is, in light of that, and we're still open-minded on this, not that we'd be closed-minded, but we're still taking input, why not get more input? What I'm saying is, it doesn't contradict or interfere with your desire to have the board be uncommitted.
I think it's a bit premature, and I, for one, don't like to have too many chefs in the kitchen in my comments.
Okay, then, you know, well, I guess we can always have this dialogue at the board, but I don't want to take any more time. Thank you all.
Well, in fact, Director Sheldon, I just wanted to add on this that your recommendation could be taken up later next spring when the board will decide what to do on this item.
Yeah, but
I'm getting a consensus here in the meeting room that maybe this is a little premature, or maybe moving a little too swiftly.
I beg to differ. I think now's the time to get public input. The next 2 to 3, 4 months, that's when you get public input. But it is what it is. Thank you. I don't know if it was the motion seconded. I'd be happy to second the motion so we can get up with the
vote.
I'll
stick with my original motion, but right. Dr. Maybe in Ledge Comm, we could have that be an item that we can discuss to and when we have our communication staff in there to, you know, all of us talk about what we think as a strategy moving forward on the communications level, and then we could have a discussion there and then move that on to the body, and maybe it doesn't have to be late spring. We can kind of preemptively start that process and have a discussion early on and see what our strategy wants to be when we're kind of fine tuning it, and then roll it out and not do it so quickly and have a good strategy in place. And that
what you just articulated was what I was thinking. So I'll second your motion, and we can vote.
But with that, if there's nothing further, we will conduct a vote on that motion that has been seconded. So, Madam Clerk.
Roll call, Director Whitaker.
Aye.
Director Nguyen. Director Nguyen. Director Yeo.
Yes.
Director Wiegand.
Yes.
Director Sheldon.
Yes.
Director Green.
Yes.
That motion carries 5-0.
Okay, that includes our matters for consideration today. So I would direct that item number 8 be agendized on the consent calendar for our next board meeting, December 18th, and that item number 9 be an item on our regular agenda also for that meeting, December 18th. Sure.
And just a point of clarification, Director Green and I were talking back and forth. The alternate list missed Director Bilodeau. Would Director Green be the one in line for that, or Director Bilodeau?
Yes, his schedule changed, so he's just participating as a guest.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. All right. Okay. There's our answer. Sorry.
Great. Yeah, that's great. So with that, are there any director's announcements or reports? Any post-aqua report from President Green or anything of that sort?
It's going to wait until the
board meeting. And nothing else, nothing online. Okay. General manager's announcements or report?
Nothing to report.
Okay. With that, we are adjourned.